Welcome back to the Mortgage Lender's Diary. I think when I named this, I was like so confident, and I still am. But I just want to put this as a disclaimer. I am not yet a mortgage lender. The minute that I am a mortgage lender, and the minute that I pass that test, and when I start submitting all my documents, I will let this podcast know. 100%. I'm going to be like doing something that is recorded on my phone of me just screaming and being like, oh my God, I did it. So, I am so antsy to pass this test, but in the same vein, I'm a bit nervous because the testing center, it's a long drive for me to get there. I don't want to waste another 100 if I fail. And I just don't want to wait more months to take it for the third time. So I think that I have a ton of motivation this time, and even maybe more than last time, and that's going to really push me forward. I know that for sure. And so this podcast is kind of like, I memorize things really, really well when I'm hearing them and when I'm just able to play them in my car. Like, I have a commute, and so it kind of helps me to be able to do some studying while I'm in the car. And so this podcast is not only for you, but it's also for me. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about studying for this test, study strategy in specific, like specifically, and study strategies, general, in case you guys are in college or studying for other courses like the real estate exam and stuff like that. Just creating like good habits and things like that. So let's jump right in. So studying for this test is really weird. It's a mix of studying big topics and ideas and regulations like TILA, RESPA, TRID, etc. And then studying, like, and then understanding to a very deep degree how these work. And a mix of knowing specific dates, when certain laws and regulations are passed, who oversees what. So, and I think that that's why this test is very tough to pass, in comparison specifically to the real estate exam. Many people have done both many times. I know many people out there who have taken both tests, and they would say that the mortgage lender test is much harder. And if you look online, you'll see that the mortgage lender exam has a 50% pass rate, but the real estate is like 70 or 80%. So, mortgage lender is significantly harder, and a lot more people are familiar with real estate and the goings-on with that, but the process of issuing loans is much more confusing, even to the consumer, which I think adds to the complication of the test for a lot of people who want to be aspiring mortgage lenders, like me. That means that we have to come up with things to help us succeed. We have to come up with a strategy and a plan, and failing to plan is planning to fail. So the first thing that I used were the study guides, documents, and materials that were provided to me by my pre-education course that I was required to do, both the national content and the state-specific content. So some states require state-specific content, which is extra hours added on top of the national content hours, and all the material that you would receive in those can be very helpful for studying. I got all these PDFs. They had me doing little quizzes to make sure, quizzes and tests at the end of each section to make sure that I was comprehending all the information. And like, depending on your pre-education course, they can be really useful. They present all the same information. It's just the method of presentation that can change. And some are more compelling and some are easier to remember than others, for sure. I think the quality of it differs from pre-education course to pre-education course, but something is better than nothing, and mine was pretty dry, but I was able to use a lot of the study materials from them. They had like the printout slides of each of the sections that they did, and I have those that I'm able to look back on and see. So, CompuCram is a study tool that you can buy. It's only paid, and the price wasn't bad for what it gives you. I would say that if I were going through it again, I would have bought that, like, right out of the gate. It gives you specific tests on the different areas that you are tested on, and then does tests with a full 125 questions in 3 hours, so it kind of gives you the simulation of what the actual test is going to be like. I think it was really helpful because it gave me the feeling of what the actual test is going to be like, how the wordings of the questions, and just sitting through that many questions and the areas I'm going to be tested on. They also have a feature where I'm able to flag questions as I go through each of the practice tests and then the final, like the 125 full tests. So I'm able to bookmark ones and come back to them at any time. And then when you go and review your session, it gives justification and the background for each question and exactly why it was missed, or what law explains that answer. For example, if there's a question about signing the note in the mortgage for a refinance around a holiday, it would ask what is the earliest day the funds on this loan could be disbursed. And then when you go into the review section, it has a rationale of, like, you know, it talks you kind of through why that answer would be that answer, which I think is really helpful because it gets you a deeper understanding of the topic than you might have before. So I took an outline of the test material that I found on the NMLS. I'm going to try and remember to link this, but it's basically like everything that is going to be on it. It does the percentage breakdown of the test. So it allows you to see exactly like the subtopics. So if you look up under federal mortgage related laws and then RESPA, you can see subtopics like RESPA origins, definition of a mortgage broker, knowledge of the prohibitions, limitations, and exemptions set by RESPA. And what I did was I took a composition, like one of those black composition notebooks, and I've been writing down every single subtopic and being able to answer that and understand that and make sure that I understand the history behind it, the reason why. I think that is going to really lead to the success that I have the next time around. Because I feel like there were certain laws like MARS, like HMDA, that I and TRID, that I just really didn't have that good of a foundation in. And next time around, I think using the outline and really, really, really relying on the outline is going to change the outcome. I've also been using tools like Quizlet, and I bought a Kindle book. Quizlet is really cool because I'm able to do these different games to learn all my definitions and test myself on, you know, fill in the blank. Like, in blank year, TILA was put in place and stuff like that. So that really, really helps me with those things of just, like, I'm not trying to learn concepts as much as I'm just trying to memorize a date, a time, a law, etc. The Kindle book that I bought was The Safe Mortgage Loan Originator National Exam Study Guide, second edition, by Patricia O'Connor. I think it was around $10 for the Kindle edition. And it is such a good book because it has these important things to remember where it kind of summarizes up the chapter. Like, it actually follows the outline pretty close, too. So I think that it's easy to create the outline answer sheet from that book, which is kind of a little hint, a little cool thing. She laid it out really, really well, really easy to find things. And I like Kindle's way of being able to highlight important topics, and then you're able to pull up a page of just the highlighted important things to help you be more efficient when you study. All right, so we kind of talked about the different tools and specific things, but here are some habits that can really help. These habits aren't natural to all of us. Some of you may have developed this from college or other courses and tests that you have studied for, but I think it's a good reminder, especially when studying for this test. Things like know when you need a break. Everyone takes breaks at different times when studying. I like to take a break at least once an hour, at least to get up, walk around, get a glass of water, you know, things like that. I have a little timer on my phone that I'm able to do, like, I think I do every 50 minutes, and then I give myself a 10-minute break. Every 50 minutes, I'm studying, and then another 10-minute break, so I'm able to do things on the hour, and it really helps me. Schedule a time. So put it in your planner, put it in your Google Calendar, or write on your hand, like whatever you need to do. Carve out time in your daily flow and put studying to this test into it. This test isn't easy and won't be passed easily without a little work to memorize some things. I've heard people online, like I've read the forums, and I see that people say, oh, you know, I didn't study that much, or I didn't study at all, and I passed it. I don't know if I'd bank on that. I would definitely try and put some effort towards it. It is a tough test, and I see a lot more people saying that it's a tough test than people saying, oh, you can just go wing it one weekend. It's also important to record what does work and what doesn't work. Like, if going to a coffee shop doesn't work, don't go there. You know, maybe try a different spot. If it does, you know, do that. Maybe writing down notes doesn't work, but talking them out loud does. You know, keep track of what works best for you, because then you can work to recreate that instead of, like, trying to find how to get into the study groove and things like that. So, know how much you want this and what exactly motivates you. I really want this because I want to work hard and I want to work for myself. I want to set my own hours. I know that this is something that I'm able to do and I'm really excited about it. I am definitely going to be doing a later episode on me and my history and what I do. But I wanted something better for my life, and I've had experience in real estate, but I didn't want to be a realtor, and I feel like this is the perfect position for me. I have to remind myself of that, and the reason why I want something to better myself, to really motivate me and say, like, I want this, I'm going to fight for this, and I choose this, and I want this in my life right now. And so I think when you really, really think about the why and why do you want this, it makes studying so much easier for you, because it's like, this is one more step to betterment, and this is one more step to achieving what you want to achieve. So I hope all these tips helped everyone. I'm really, really excited to see where this podcast is going to go over the next few months. You know, I want to do like mini episodes where I am just talking about my daily life, more of a kind of bit by bit, if you will, vlog style, and just kind of like how I'm achieving my dreams. I don't know if this is like, oh, you know, female entrepreneur, whatever, but maybe that's what it is. I don't know. It's just a girl trying to get her dream of being a mortgage lender. So connect with me, share this episode if it helps you, and yeah, thank you for listening. Just wanted to take a pause in the episode and talk about Pamcakes Pancakes. It is created by a fellow NPC competitor. Pamcakes are gluten-free, low-carb, and low-calorie. They fit perfectly into prep and come in awesome flavors like white chocolate chip, pumpkin spice, confetti, and peanut butter chocolate chip. Some of them even come with frosting packets, which is really exciting. Use the code THACIA10 to get 10% off your order. So that's my name, Thaisha. So that's for everyone who knows the police phonetic alphabet. That's Tom Henry Adam Charles Ida Adam 10 to get 10% off your order at checkout. Use these to power your prep and truly be powered by pancakes. Back to the episode.